Welcome to one of a continuing series of podcasts highlighting the work of the Office of Inspector General. This is Mike Kane inviting you to follow us on our website at oig.hhs.gov and on Twitter at oig@hhs. Hospitals should be required to perform random drug tests on all healthcare workers with access to drugs. That's the message from an op-ed piece by IG Dan Levinson and Special Agent Erica T. Broadhurst, published March 12 in the New York Times. You can read the op-ed on our website. The Inspector General presented the keynote address at the Healthcare Compliance Association's 18th Annual Compliance Institute in San Diego. OIG's compendium of 25 priority recommendations is on our website. The recommendations show how government can save money, improve program management, and ensure quality care and the safety of beneficiaries. Visit our website, too, for an OIG perspective on oversight of Health and Human Services grants and contracts. You can watch OIG videos and listen to our podcast to learn about grant fraud as well as vulnerabilities linked to Hurricane Sandy grants and contracts. Since our last podcast, OIG has issued a number of reviews. The first nationwide Medicaid Fraud Control Unit annual report is on our website. For fiscal year 2013 statistics, check out our interactive map and state-by-state chart. The New York Medicaid OIG reported a record $851 million in recoveries in 2013. OIG found in one report that New York claimed about $320 million above its actual cost from Medicaid for some residential rehabilitation services. Listen to a podcast on the New York report. OIG found that the Food and Drug Administration's concern over leaks was reasonable, but that the agency did an incomplete risk assessment before it monitored workers' computers. OIG found in another report that manufacturer rebates and reduced payments to providers could mean big savings on diabetic test strips. Check our latest spotlight, a look at OIG's efforts to fight all-too-prevalent diabetes supplies fraud and waste. One-third of Medicare nursing home residents were harmed as a result of the care they received, OIG found in another study. Listen to a podcast on adverse events in skilled nursing facilities. A doctor licensed in New York and New Jersey used to pay $1.5 million and agreed to a 15-year exclusion as a provider from federal health care programs to resolve OIG allegations of thousands of false Medicare claims. Halifax, a Florida hospital system, is to pay $85 million to settle allegations of improper financial ties to referring doctors. A U.S. attorney said providers should be motivated by what is best for their patients, not their pocketbooks. Teva Pharmaceuticals and a subsidiary, Ivax LLC, are to pay $27.6 million to settle claims that they made payments to induce prescriptions of an antipsychotic drug for Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries. Diagnostic Imaging Group, which runs a chain of facilities, is to pay $15.5 million to resolve false billing and kickback allegations. Paying physicians for their referrals and submitting false claims to increase Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements, as was alleged in this case, simply cannot be tolerated, said IG Dan Levinson. Long-term care pharmacy Omnicare, based in Ohio, is to pay $4.19 million to resolve allegations that it sought and received kickbacks from drug maker Amgen. Authorities assert that Omnicare was paid to switch Medicaid patients from a competitor drug to Amgen's product, Aranesp. A New Jersey internist admitted taking bribes in exchange for test referrals to a laboratory. 23 people have now been convicted in the long-running $100 million scheme. Seven defendants were convicted in a $97 million Houston Medicare fraud that included kickbacks, bogus mental health services, and false billing. OIG most wanted deadbeat parent Joseph Stroop owes more than $550,000, authorities say. His whereabouts is unknown. John Crossland, who authorities say owes about $104,000 in child support, was arrested in Arizona. Learn more on our website. OIG most wanted fugitive Nerista Gregorian, who fled after being convicted, posed as a doctor in a $20 million prescription fraud scheme. Another OIG fugitive, Ernesto Hernandez, charged in a $4 million scam and on the run nearly 6 years, was captured in Miami. Check our website to read the latest Capitol Hill testimony by OIG officials. Gloria Jarman, Deputy Inspector General for Audit Services, testified about strengthening the Child Care and Development Block Grant Program. Brian Martens, Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Miami Regional Office, testified on how we can best protect seniors and taxpayers from Medicare fraud. And Robert Vito, Regional Inspector General for Evaluation and Inspections, Philadelphia, testified about oversight of Medicare contractors by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. For links to these reports and stories and more, go to our website or follow us on Twitter. And for more on the fight against healthcare fraud, waste, and abuse, click More News on the podcast webpage. Thanks for listening.